Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Those that love God and those that seek Him out, they are learning when others are not. Some people are so engrossed or so captivated by the problems that exist in their life that they can't see another way to get out of the problem they're in. When they are those who are living in the peace of God and they are learning not only how to master their life, but how to advance the kingdom of God as they live. And I know this to be true. I found it to be true. I found many things to be certain. And as we go forward in the things of God, we're going to learn things that are true, that make others on the same planet, they'll think it don't exist. What exists in the spirit world is great things exist when you include God in your life. God can do anything. He has mastered everything. Everything. And He's holy and just in His ways. And sometimes people get on board with what He's doing and they learn things that others are not learning. This is the backbone reason I preach and teach following God. Because I know for a fact that people are missing out on God's best. And they're settling for things that's not even true. Things that have nothing to do with life. The world is designed to captivate you, to get to steal your attention, hijack your ambitions, your plans, keep you distracted from what you could be learning. Cold religion is part of the world system. Cold religion is not of God. It's just an elusive form of witchcraft, basically. A dumbing down, a restraint, a restriction, an ungodly restriction. People are restricting you with what they think is best. Narratives that won't work. But Paul put it this way, many will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. If that's not witchcraft, I'm an astronaut. When people teach wrong in their pride, when men get in pride, they become easy prey for ripoff. Because they're in pride, the enemy can leverage them to go whatever way he'd want to go. Everybody that gets in pride, they also get in fear. Because pride is not natural to life. It's not a natural element in life. If you go to heaven, you won't experience any form of pride. Only love. Even the greatest angels, they'll serve you. They'll be so happy you're there. Everything in heaven, everyone in heaven is the same way. They want to serve. They want to be a blessing. They're not trying to show off. They're not trying to upstage anybody. That's the world system. Everybody that get in pride, they also get in fear. And then there are people who are afraid, and they're afraid to try things. They're afraid of failure. And it may be true that people that are in fear are also in pride. But I know that everybody that's in pride, they use fear tactics. And anybody that uses a fear tactic is afraid. The Lord loves you. He invites you into the life of God. There's no fear in love. It just don't exist. In fact, the perfect love of God will drive out your fears. You'll find yourself not being afraid to go forward, not being afraid to proceed, not being afraid of other people's dangers, other people's, the fear that they try to put on you, you're not afraid of it. You're not afraid of other people's words and actions. And when you don't get afraid of bullies, the fear gets back on them. And they don't know what to do. I've seen it happen so many times, so many ways. They're at a loss of what to do now because you're not afraid. Their projection of fear is not working. You're not afraid to die. You're not afraid to live. You're not afraid of them. So when you go forward in life, doing God's work, the enemy's going to try to stop you. You're going to overcome him. He's not going to overcome you. You're going to be the master of your life. Not Satan, not the world, not worldly people, not worldly influences. The Word of God puts you back in control of your own life, destiny, and will. And then when you, from there, you can go, you can proceed into the things of God. You're free. A person is free when they're full of the love of God and they're not afraid to proceed. They don't have any worldly attachments. When Satan shoots his fiery darts, they won't attach themselves. There's no attachments. The Word of God keeps you charged so that you can repel satanic activity. When people teach lies to get you to go backwards, you believe the truth and proceed forward. And then you grow from glory to glory. And the world can't, in order to stop you, Satan's got to trick you into believing that you are not worthy, or that you can't do it, or that he's trying to get you in fear so you won't try. These are his attempts. And when you proceed forward in faith, there's nothing on this planet that can stop you. So Satan got to get you to choose not to obey God some kind of way. Whether it's through fear, pride. If you can't get in pride, he really can't control you. If you're not afraid of loss, he can't control you with finances. He has leveraged so many people of God with finances. And preachers put people in fear, coercing them to give and pay tithes for their own good. But God don't use fear tactics. If your refrigerator breaks down, it was going to break down anyway. They don't last forever. I've heard it all. I mean, I don't do people that way. That's not how Jesus did things. Now, in the book of Malachi, he was dealing with hard-headed Jews that were breaking covenant. They were breaking covenant. The Levites were doing their work. They didn't have land. They had no possession of land in Israel. And they were not paying tithes. They broke covenant. Our tithing is not on that order. Our tithing is love-based. It's not an everlasting covenant for us to pay tithes. The order of the Jews. That's an everlasting covenant. They're going to always pay tithes, a tenth of all they have, to the Levites, the priests. But ours is on the order of Melchizedek. Because we love God, we pay tithes. Our tithes is worship. Now, how can I demand somebody to worship God? And there are blessings attached. And that's all I got to say about it. You're going to have to either love God and tithe or not. Just like people go to church and some people worship God, some people don't. They're all saved. Now, if I'm wrong, I'll be corrected. But believing that, I'm not going to go and try to put fear on people to give. And I really wouldn't want people to give to me if they're half-hearted about it. If they don't believe in what I'm doing, or If they don't want, if they're not interested in helping the ministry, and they don't want to, that's fine with me. No love lost. Because in this, in my ministry, I can't see the crowd. You either got to believe it or not. And it, even, you know, and every ministry has its own bills to pay. And when I need something, I just seek the Lord, and He always opens the door for me to get what I need. And I thank God for it. There's a lady that continually helps me do the ministry. And she helps me for, she helped me, she sent me $100 every month for years. And when my child support was reduced, she stopped. And then one summer, last year, I rebuilt an engine for an elderly couple that was on fixed income. So it was a surprise. I was supposed to be doing something simple, but it turned into a motor job. And I did it for a reduced price. And things went wrong. So I had to spend more on the engine than I had. And it took me away from making money because I had to finish this engine job. Well, for 3 months, she sent me $100 when I needed it to. And if, you know, if I have a, when I have a financial need, she'll send money then. And then there are months that she don't. And it's perfect. It always comes when I really need her to help. God takes care of His own. You don't have to go out and browbeat people to get them to do God. It's going to work out. When people are looking at people, that's when the enemy, when you see that preachers are afraid of losses and they're afraid that people are not going to give and they're afraid, then they try to get people to do something and motivate people. When you need to be in God's presence, if something's wrong, ask Him why. You might not be doing everything you should be doing. You may be running the wrong way. One time there was a drought in David's day, and he asked the Lord, "Lord, why is this drought happening? Something's wrong." He knew something was wrong, and it was because King Saul broke covenant with the Gibeonites that Joshua made a covenant with. Now, God, Joshua shouldn't have made the covenant with them, but he did. So now you got to honor your covenant. Make a covenant with somebody, you gotta abide by it. But Saul broke covenant with the Gibeonites, and he had to go and satisfy the Gibeonites, and then it started raining. Now, when there's a drought going on, there's always a reason why there's a drought. Droughts don't just happen. They're seeing somewhere. Earthly droughts is because people are hard-headed and they do things wrong. And they shed blood. And they operate in evil. They do things they shouldn't be doing. And then a drought happens. And tornadoes. Cyclones, hurricanes. I saw it one day. The Lord showed me a devastating tornado. It came out of heaven, sat on the cloud. And out of the bottom of the tornado, it looked like a mountain upside down. And it turned into thousands of tornadoes, and they spread out. When the first tornado reached its destination, the last one reached his, and they all stopped, and they were facing the same way, like military ranks. They were about 10-15 feet tall each. They were demons fallen angels. Well, they were fallen angels. There's a difference between demons and fallen angels. For years, I just put the two, you know, I use demons in the place of fallen angels, but a demon is, according to Steve Quill, they're the offspring of the giants. They're the giants that, you know, that died, and their spirit is a demon. But if they were fallen angels, you could tell that they once had the glory of God on them. You could tell that they once used to shine. They looked like brass, dirty brass, like an old doorknob. But you could tell they once used to shine bright. And they looked terrible. They looked ugly. And they were once beautiful. Nevertheless, at the same moment, they all sunk into the clouds. And I woke up, I said, "Lord, what in the world was that about?" He said, "They are spirits of chaos." And I understood something when he said it. When people sin, and there's enough sin, the enemy will require to do destruction because of the sin that people have committed. He gets a right to do sin on the earth, to go out and cause chaos, because people have sinned and they continue to sin. And it hurts everything. But people of God can rebuke every storm that Satan was seeing. Satan got permission because man gave it to him through sin. If you do what Satan said, you're his master. When you've sown enough sin, he can say, "Well, I want to do something. I want to start a war. I want to wipe some people out." But they're the ones who okayed it. They allowed it. So when you see storms, you can stop it. But you can't stop people from sinning. And there's going to be devastations because people are hard-headed. Now, back on track. When you follow God, you're out of the system of the world. You're according to the kingdom of God. A different order, a better order, a higher order. And so many, just because other people, most Christians don't follow God. I'm sorry. They follow him in part, not totally. And they lack knowledge of what they can really do and accomplish. And if you try to tell them, they'll do more of whatever they think if they agree with you. But they never release, they don't fully release their will into God's will. And I'll give you an example. The love of God. If you tell people about the love of God and the power of love, they ready to turn the page. They ready to talk about something else, leave, or do something else. That's where it starts. If you don't have the love of God, if you're not trying to learn, now I'm not trying to put people in condemnation, but there are elements you got to have to be in place in order to do what God would have you do. If you run to God's will and stop wrestling, like Jacob wrestled with the angel, he was wrestling. But most people wrestle with God. They don't understand why God wants to do it. It's not logical. His orders are not logical. And you need to cooperate. You need to release your will into his will. And run to his will, doing his will, doing his work, doing what he said. When that's in place, you're gonna see what the old preacher been talking about. You're so much better, and you're so much more capable. And I talk about this often, but this is what God put on my heart again. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.